Melissa DeSena, Anna Ross, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, the summit, as you describe it, is a shared campus of socially minded organizations working together to make our community thrive. So, Melissa, just what is there?
The summit is the campus that is located right by Foster Park, and we have 19 on-site partners, some small ones, some large ones that cover economic development, social sustainability, health and wellness, education, and spiritual vitality. So it runs the gamut of all of those.
Why is the 07 neighborhood a good space for this?
Well, there's a couple of things. The 07 has such a rich and a deep history. The campus, the buildings itself, have been there since 1904, 1905. And we really want to honor that deep heritage that it has as a campus and the impact that it's had on the community. It's a very diverse community in terms of socioeconomic status, all types of different people who take a lot of pride in their community. So it's a great place to have people who want to be involved and in making a difference in their community. All in one place.
I think that area is also very rich in the arts and the cultures, and there's a vibrancy around the campus, but within the campus too, that can be a central point.
And Anna, Audience Unlimited, your baby, is one of these organizations. How does the Summit connection enhance your own experience and function?
Well, they've given us the opportunity to have a larger office space and a more functional area to work within. The organization is growing, and so we needed space to grow. But having these other organizations be a resource for us as well has been very helpful. We found some new artists because of our location in the 07. We have some new people coming in and hearing about us through the connections being on the campus. And we've been there since November of 13.
This all started in 2011. So you've come a long way. You've grown tremendously, and it's been an organic development. How do you like the way the whole network is taking shape?
Oh, I love how it's taking shape. The idea of collaborating is something I think that resonates with people. And so when they start hearing about things that are happening on campus and the way that people are working together, there's something that draws people to that. And we will actively be going out and talking to other partners that we see mission fit with, because there are a lot of organizations doing great things that we think could also benefit from being on our campus and taking advantage of the relationships and resources that are there.
Personally, there have been activities that I participate in or events or workshops that aren't really for my job, but are for my own personal development and have been wonderful. I would not have known about those if I hadn't been on campus.
So it's a total connection. Does strength in numbers directly apply to your overall operations?
A couple of things. There's the ability to hopefully lower costs for our partners by providing space at below market rate so that more of their budget can go towards programming and making an impact. There's just the organic conversations that take place because you're under the same roof. And so you start hearing, well, I work in this particular area and there's a crossover into what you're doing. And if we start talking and working together, then we might be able to hit two birds with one stone on this and have more impact than what we would have if we had just been in our own silo of doing business our normal way.
Do you find that the case within your organization, Anna?
Absolutely. We've been in conversations with some of the partners there about potential new programming to serve people with limited access to the arts. They don't have to just be in a nursing home. If there are people that aren't getting access to the arts, that's who we want to reach, and we can reach these people.
So it's really growth and expansion individually as well as collectively, which is... What would you say all of the groups in the summit have in common?
I think that all of the groups really want to see a community that is vibrant and thriving. They want to see people's lives changed. They want to see people reaching their full potential.
And we're all passionate about being at the summit. All of our missions are a little bit different. And so we can share our missions and help each other fulfill those missions. That's really exciting.
Was this something you could plan for or anticipate?
I think it's always been something in the people that have gone before me. It's been part of their dream. It's something that's a little bit tricky to nail down. It can be very ethereal and idealistic in a lot of people's minds, but it's something that I am so passionate about. And as Anna said, all of the folks that are on our campus are really passionate about too. And when you get that level of passion and excitement around an overall common cause, it just starts expanding and going beyond what you had planned for and what you had hoped for.
That's fantastic. And Anna, what are some of the direct advantages to you tenants?
Having those shared resources is definitely a big help so that we can put more of our operating budget into programming and serving the people that we need to serve. But it's a really easy access place. People can get there easily. They can come and participate in whatever services and whatever partners are there. But for us, it really has allowed us to grow and take on more of our nursing homes.
We also have event space that all of our partners can use either free or at discounted rates.
And they have incredible technology, the screens and the plugins to the laptops. The technology is wonderful in those event centers.
And it translates to affordable way to have the maximum amount of facility that you probably couldn't afford having your own separate space.
Right.
What do your partners have now that you didn't as single occupants?
For Audiences Unlimited, we have more space, we have the free parking, we have the ability to share the resources with our neighbors on the same floor. If we run out of paper or something happens with the copier or the internet, sure. You run in next door to get some help. You can keep working while these problems happen or emergencies will present themselves.
Those are great points. And are you looking for these partnerships to be stepping stone orders or permanent facilities?
Yeah, well, we really run the gamut of that. In fact, we have a program called CookSpring, which is a shared kitchen. We have a large commercial kitchen, and it offers the opportunity for entrepreneurs in the food business to come in at a much lower cost than they could by buying all of the equipment and start up their own culinary business, catering business. They have the benefit then of being able to cater events that we or our partners have. They're able to rent out the space on an hourly basis to start their business. And we had our first graduate, Afine, who just opened the Junk Ditch Brewery last year, that graduated out of the program. So there is that aspect of come in and start and then move on and fulfill your dreams. But we also very much value our long-term partners who are going to be there for years and grow and dig deep roots and establish themselves in the community.
That's what we think we are. We want to be the long-term partner because we've changed our mission statement. We want to serve a different population and more people. And we see this as our foundation, that we don't have to worry about our space, that we will be here long-term.
Yeah, and we love that.
These partnerships are education and social and health and faith-based. What's the advantage to housing and offering the whole package that way to the community?
Well, if you think of yourself as an individual person, nothing that happens in your life happens in little boxes. Your health is affected by your relationships and your emotional well-being and your economics. All of that plays a part. And so what we are really excited to be able to offer through our partners is that ability to say, I'm going to Athletes with Purpose and my children are getting trained there, but I might have another child who needs mentoring through Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I have an elderly parent who's in a nursing home who can take advantage of what Audiences Unlimited is offering. And so being able to meet a lot of different needs that fulfill the whole person so that the individual is thriving, the family is thriving, and the community is thriving.
I am kind of curious. You had to know something like this would be successful. Has it exceeded your own expectations?
To be honest, I'm not sure that we knew it would be successful. It's kind of been this grand experiment. Collaboration isn't something easy. You have to give up a little bit of yourself, of your identity, of your resources, of your budget to be able to work together. And so it has definitely and is exceeding expectations, but it's been very much a laboratory that we've had the privilege of living in this ecosystem of people that are trying to work together and make things better.
Does that feel the same from the tenant or the partner's perspective?
Yes, the staff of the summit is always looking forward and looking ahead and trying to push the collaborations even further. They're not comfortable just letting it sit. They're ready to keep going and keep it moving. And that's what's really exciting. It keeps it vibrant. It keeps us all very excited to be there. We'll get an email and say, we're having a partner meeting next month. We're going to be talking about these things. Bring an elevator speech. And what was your biggest challenge in this year? Then let's talk about it. It's great.
And we want to support the organizations and individuals that are on our campus as well. So being able to offer consulting in strategic leadership and organizational health, grant writing labs, technology, just being able to offer some of those back-end service and consulting services, again, so that organizations can really focus as much as possible on their mission.
So with everything that's there and what a great assortment that you have, how much room do you have left?
We have a lot of room. We have space that is being built out for organizations that just need a one office suite. And we have entire buildings that need renovated for the right partner that needs a lot of space.
So once those things are done, what are you going to do with it?
Well, the input of the community is really important to us, and we've actually just partnered with Hoke Associates in the last couple of weeks to do a survey of 46807 and the neighborhoods behind to see what is it that the neighborhood wants. We take up a pretty big space amongst a lot of residential neighborhoods, and we want to be an anchor partner within the community that needs the input of the people who are living there, who have lived there for a very long time and have very good ideas about what can happen there and what should happen there. So we're looking forward to getting those.
And I appreciate that you're very selective in the kind of organizations you want to bring, because you have a mission, as you said, grown organically, but the choice of the people coming onto the campus is very thoughtful, and it's a wonderful mix of people.
Yeah, we really desire organizations and individuals who want to work together, eager to share their ideas and live in this space, this community.
And serve it well. That's so exciting.
We have over 150 people working on our campus, and we just asked our partners how many lives have been affected and impacted by their work. It was over 33,000 lives impacted in 2016, and that doesn't count the 100,000 listeners of WBCL and 100,000 students and families affected by Region 8 Educational Center.
If you could add anything in the whole world to the facility, what would it be?
That is a great question. I think just more partners who are like-minded and really willing to join us in the effort.
I'd love to see the people in the 07 neighborhood who take walks with their dogs, and the walks come in and visit us.
I echo that.
Melissa DeSena is Executive Director of The Summit, and Anna Ross, Executive Director of Audiences Unlimited. Melissa, Anna, thanks for sharing your story with us, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.